It's Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It's Big Mike, and I feel like we've been having like an undateable world tour here. We just had Brent Morin here. We just had Chris D'Elia. And this weekend, he is going to be at Comedy Works downtown. We have Ron Funches. What's going on, man?
What's going on? You had the rest. Now it's time for the best. Suck it, Brent and Chris.
Save the best for last.
Exactly.
Welcome to the My City, man.
Thanks for having me. I love it here.
How you been?
Been real good. Just been, got here yesterday, did a little show, and just there doing shows at Comedy Works this weekend. I mean, it's like my favorite place. I recorded my album here. So,
oh, did you?
Yeah. So just hanging out, enjoying your legal marijuana, and hitting on girls.
That's how you gotta do it. In that order?
In that order.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some people like to be high first. Some people like to wait till afterwards. You know.
I mean, either way, I'm gonna be relaxed about it. But it also really helps me like not care if I get turned down.
So yeah. You know, I mentioned, as we talked about, you're on Undateable. Did you get a chance to see the lip sync battle between your castmates, Chris D'Elia and Brent?
I saw a little bit of it. I saw the clips of it. I didn't see the actual episode because I was jealous that I wasn't invited.
Because they seem pretty, Chris seemed a little hurt that he lost.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I mean, it seemed real silly until you see that belt, you know? And then you see that belt and you want to win.
Well, then I found out Brent never got the belt. They never sent it to him.
I don't think they do because that belt is, it looks really expensive.
Yeah.
So I didn't think that they did.
They don't want to make more than one of those belts. But Brent's a little hurt about it, but Chris was a little happy he never got the belt because that's the only reason he wanted to win. So he's like, oh, okay. He's like, I got to stand next to LL Cool J. I'm good. So you're going to be here this week at Comedy Works downtown. You can get your tickets at comedyworks.com. And as you mentioned, you shot your special here. Like when you're like figuring out where you want to shoot an album or a show, what goes into that? What makes you pick a city?
I just really wanted, it was my debut album, and I just wanted to pick a place where I was comfortable with, but also maybe didn't know all my material, So, I mean, I'm from Portland, and so I thought about doing it there, but I thought that either that I would get this reaction of, like, I've heard this before, or I would get this kind of fake reaction where you could tell there's my friends, And I just wanted to go to a place that gave you, like, a real honest reaction, but also had, like, a great crowd, and that's what the Comedy Works is known for.
Nice. So you'll be here this weekend downtown, and as I mentioned, Undateable. A lot of your fans know you from there. What was it like working on that show for those 3 seasons?
I mean, it was awesome. It was like a dream come true for me, and I got to work with my friends and stand-ups that I really respect, and we just play around, and I don't think I'll ever be on anything so loose and free where I got to kind of just make up jokes whenever if I didn't like a joke, they were just like, make up a different one then.
Yeah.
So that was a beautiful job, and it was nice, and I'm appreciative to Bill Lawrence and all the people that helped me get started.
And on that 3rd season, I mean, you did what not a lot of sitcoms do. You went live.
Yeah.
What was that like? Was it stressful, or was it even, because your live audience is watching, there's no second take.
Yeah, it's both. It's stressful and freeing because, I mean, you don't want to make a mistake, but then you kind of just let it go with the fact that you're going to make a mistake. So in that regard, you just let it go and you're like, trust your, that's again, the best part about having comics that I knew and trusted was that I knew if I made a mistake, they would catch it and they would fix it for me. And so that was the best part of the job. But yeah, doing it, I mean, we did it live for the East Coast and West Coast, so it was always like, it was real hectic. It was like the closest I'll ever come to being like a pro sports player. Where
yeah.
Just practice, we do our game, and then we go get messed up.
Yeah.
It was great.
And you've done a lot of voice work. Coming up here later this year, you're going to be on Trolls.
Yeah.
That's got to be exciting.
I'm real excited. In a full-blown movie. I saw it. It's real cute.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I got to meet Justin Timberlake because of it and learn. He taught me how to sing some notes. And I learned how he smells really good.
You learned how to not stop the feeling. You learned how to do that.
I'll never stop that feeling.
When you're voicing a character, I imagine you're in a studio. What's it like trying to imagine that scenario? Like, did you find it come easy to you? Did you have to get used to it?
Yeah, it takes you a while to get used to it. It depends on the things. When it was like doing jokes and stuff, that was pretty easy. But when it's like, oh, you're in trouble and you guys are scared, like that would come across real fake. Like,
yeah.
When I would do that. And so it just, a lot of times it helps when they have like the storyboards there so you kind of see some of the facial expressions. And then a lot of times they'll have the producers in there with you, and they'll read the other lines.
That's cool.
That's helpful. It's a great job. I'm doing Trolls, and I'm on a Netflix cartoon called Home that just came out that people can check out, where I play a sassy space alien lady.
Which, when I look at you, that's what I thought. Sassy space alien lady. I mean.
Yeah, they really put me in a box.
We have Ron Funches. He's here this weekend at Comedy Works downtown. Like I said, get tickets at comedyworks.com. And I know after Comic Con, a lot of people got excited because you're working on a show, Powerless.
Yeah.
Is there any new news on that? Is it still?
I'm just getting ready to get started on shooting it. I'm excited about it. I mean, it's great. I mean, it's a dream come true for me to be in the DC comic book universe, you know, where I can be like, who knows? Maybe I'm best friends with Batman.
Yeah.
I know. Maybe I am.
Maybe you'll make a little cameo in the Justice League movie. Need to put you in there.
Let's come on. Let's bring it out.
you know, if they can do a petition and bring back Crystal Pepsi, we can do a petition and get you on the Justice League movie.
I believe it. But let's start it up. I think maybe people have better things to do with their time.
If we can bring back Crystal Pepsi,
that's a good point.
We can get you on Justice League.
That's a good point. But I mean, it's beautiful. I get to work with people that I really respect and that I just look up to, like Danny Pudi and stuff. And I mean, I'm just really excited to get to work on it.
How did this all start for you? What made you want to get in comedy? I know you said you're from Portland. What made you want to get into this profession?
It's just what I always loved since I was 5 years old. I mean, I knew I liked comedy, not necessarily just stand up, but just comedy. I just grew up like when other kids were watching cartoons and stuff. I was watching I Love Lucy and Benny Hill and stuff like that. And it was just the only thing that really appealed to me. Like, I knew coming out of high school that there was no job that appealed to me at all. Like, I wanted to do comedy.
So you didn't want to stick with the Statue of Liberty science? You didn't want to get a staph infection
every
other weekend?
No, that was thrust upon me. That was the duty I was called to serve.
I was going to say, you know, a lot of comedians had different jobs starting when I saw the statue, you know, Lady Liberty sign twirler or whatever, but then to end with a staph infection, that's not a good outfit.
No, not great outfit. I almost died. It was horrible, but also then made my skin really nice.
Oh. Nice and smooth. Mm-hmm. What's next for you, man?
I'm just kind of just getting ready to start Powerless and working on that. I'm writing a couple of shows that I guess I can't talk about, so I don't know why I brought that up. Again, just Home just came out. Powerless, excited about. And then I'm in a movie with Bruce Willis, whose name is called Going Under. That's it. And I play a transsexual prostitute. So I'm looking forward to that.
So your roles are very varied.
Yeah.
You've got dynamic range.
I try.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, anything but normal.
Anything but normal, of course. Well, we want to thank you for making time for us. Like I said, go to comedyworks.com. Get these tickets. It's like one of the last weekends of summer. Get out and enjoy some comedy. Go downtown. One of the best comedy clubs in the country.
Absolutely.
Ron Funches, thank you so much for making time for us, man.
Thank you, big man.